Hi, my name is Digital Pratik and you are listening to the Blockchain and Cryptocurrency podcast, which simplifies the complex world of blockchain and cryptocurrency. What is NFT? NFT stands for non-fungible token. Now, before we understand what is non-fungible token or NFT, let's understand the pure meaning of fungible or fungibility in very plain and simple terms. Anything which you can replace and duplicate is fungible. Example, let's suppose aapko zarurat padi 100 rupees ki. If you are in need of 100 rupees and you forgot your wallet, you are going somewhere and you want to fill in your petrol in your bike. So what you do is you'll ask your friend, hey, bhai, mereko 100 rupees de de yaar. Mere paas abhi wallet nahi hai, baad mein de dunga tereko. Alright. So you borrow 100 rupees from your friend, and then in exchange of that, what you do, you return back 100 rupees. But it is not necessary that you will require to return in the form of 100 rupee note only. Your friend might have given you 100 rupee note, but it is not mandatory for you to return 100 rupees in the form of 100 rupee note. You can give 2 50 rupees note. You can also give 5 20 rupees note, or you can give 10 10 rupees note. Right? Or maybe agar aap bahut hi chiller kama rahe ho, to fir chiller bhi aap de sakte ho. Just kidding. But the point over here is, if you have borrowed 100 rupees via 100 rupee note, which your friend might have given you, you can return back this exact same amount, which is 100 rupees, but in various different forms. So that means it is replaceable, meaning that currency amount is replaceable and it can be duplicated as well. It is also printed, right? Your 100 rupee note, which you might have, is also there in government. They both are not same, but they are equivalent. A 100 rupee note is equal to 5 notes of, let's say, 20 rupees. Both are same. So that means anything which you can replace or duplicate is fungible. Now let's take an example of non-fungible. Let's say you borrow your friend's phone to call your friend. And by mistake, you slip out that phone from your hand and the glass is broken. So now that phone, unfortunately, is not replaceable, because when you go to a store, that store owner says that nahi bhaiya ye abhi phone theek nahi ho sakta, you'll have to buy a new phone. And you are like, okay, fine, I'll buy a new phone, give me a new phone, exact same model. Shopkeeper will give you the exact same model as well. But when you return that phone to your friend, you have not returned the same phone which your friend had given to you, and it is not that same. What do you say? It is not that same thing. You understand what I'm saying over here? You have just got that complete new phone. The model is same, but you have given it a complete new structure. The value is not same. Maybe the phone which your friend might have 500 contacts. Now the phone which you are giving is completely different. It doesn't have 500 contacts. Maybe your friend has to put in the 500 contacts, right? So it is non-fungible. You cannot return the same phone as it was. Or let's take an example. Let's say you borrow your friend's car. When you are traveling, you met with an accident and the headlight is broken. Or maybe you met with a severe accident. By God's grace, you are safe, but the car is completely broken. Now, you cannot tell your friend that, hey, take this engine, take this one tire because it is safe, and then you can buy a new car because these are the two things which you'll still own. You cannot say that, right? You have to buy a new car which is completely different. You cannot return the same exact car as it was. That means it is non-fungible. It is not replaceable and it cannot be duplicated. Hope you understood the meaning of fungible and non-fungible. Now let's talk about non-fungible assets. Before even we talk about non-fungible tokens. So let's suppose if I have to tell you, we all are already living in non-fungible assets. Non-fungible assets, like, you already own a domain name, maybe the website which you own. So let's suppose for me, it is digitalpratik.com and various other platforms, various other website domain names. So I own that domain name, right? Nobody else in the world has digitalpratik right now, digitalpratik.com right now. It's just me, unique. But still, I'll tell you that it is not non-fungible token in the NFT world, in the blockchain technology world. How? I'll come to that point in a while. Let's talk about a second example. Let's say your Instagram user handle. The Instagram user handle which you have is a unique thing. Nobody else in the world can have that Instagram user handle unless you change it and somebody else gets it. So they are unique and you own them. But that digital ownership is not just with you. Trust me, it is really not with you. Let me ask you this. If you have that domain name, you go to Amazon and you try to sell that domain name on Amazon. Or if you have that domain, you try and if you have that Instagram user handle, you try and go to some marketplace and try to sell your Instagram user handle. It may not be purchased, all right? The domain selling, the Instagram account selling is completely different. This means that you already are into this non-fungible assets before as well, without you even realizing that. But now, all these small little problems which we have while trading our digital assets is solved with blockchain technology. In blockchain technology, we have Bitcoin technology, we have Ethereum blockchain technology, and several others. Now, NFT right now is super popular on Ethereum blockchain technology. So, most of the marketplaces where you try to buy NFT or non-fungible tokens, you will require Ethereum to be in your wallet. Wallet in the sense, in our traditional world, when we pay somebody through UPI, the amount gets deducted from your bank. That is all right. But what you do is you use a third-party app like Google Pay, Phone Pay, Paytm wallet, something like that. So that becomes your wallet, right? So you cannot straight away scan through your ICICI mobile app banking or HDFC mobile app banking or Axis mobile app banking app. You cannot do that payment directly, even though the money is actually deducted from your bank. But you need that third-party middleman like a wallet to actually make the transfer happen. Similarly, in blockchain world as well, or crypto world as well, there are custodial wallets and non-custodial wallets. Assume that custodial wallets are similar to your bank accounts, wherein we have exchanges and we buy cryptocurrencies. Example, CoinBCX, CoinSwitch Kuber, Coinbase, WazirX, all these are custodial wallets. Or we can also call them as cryptocurrency exchanges, where we actually buy our coins and we invest in that coin. Non-custodial wallets are the wallets similar to PhonePe, Paytm wallet, and things like that, where we actually make transfer when we are trying to buy NFTs or non-fungible tokens. All right. The best or the most used non-custodial wallet for non-fungible tokens is MetaMask. All right, so these are some basics. I won't go into the details, maybe in some future video, not videos, obviously, maybe episodes, podcast episodes, we'll go into details. But as of now, these are the basic understandings which you need. So now, this non-fungible token is most of the times right now in current scenario of, let's say while I'm doing this, it is May 2021. All right, right now it is most of the NFTs are built upon Ethereum blockchain technology. So you require Ethereum to buy this NFTs. And that Ethereum needs to be in your wallet, in the sense MetaMask or any similar non-custodial wallet. So blockchain standards, let me talk about blockchain standards over here before I jump into the early stages of non-fungible tokens. So blockchain standards are assume that, okay, fine. Before I jump into that, let me tell you this. Just like on internet, we have protocols, we have IPs, we have this HTTPS, we have HTTP, we have TCP, IP, all these terms are standards, right? You just know that they are terms, but you never go into the technicalities of how they work. Similarly, non-fungible tokens or blockchain also has their own standards with respect to technology. Four blockchain standards are there as of now. IBC, ERC-20, ERC-721, ERC-1155. These are the four blockchain standards. We don't have to understand them. They are just standards on which something is happening on technical side. Now let me talk about the first ever Ethereum-based NFT project, and that was called CryptoPunks. You might have heard this name, but you might not be aware about that. So CryptoPunks were the first ever Ethereum NFT project. And it was just a project which was consisted of 10,000 plus unique collectible punks, or just 10,000, I guess. I'm not sure about the number, but it was consisting of 10,000 unique collectible punks built by Larva Labs. You can visit larvalabs.com/CryptoPunks to know more about that. All you can do is just connect your MetaMask wallet and you can buy CryptoPunks. Now, they have a very strong brand name now because they are the first ever guys, and it is treated like if you have CryptoPunks in your wallet, it is one of the true digital assets which you can own right now and for the future as well. But it is too costly. If I tell you the lowest CryptoPunk right now, as of now, I'm doing this episode on 4th May 2021, the lowest project is worth 20 Ethereum. If I calculate that in Indian currency, it is close to 50 lakh rupees. All right, the lowest CryptoPunk. So that's how CryptoPunks are valuable. Second, if I talk about after CryptoPunks, something known as CryptoKitties came into picture. So CryptoKitties is considered to be the first mainstream project, which came in late 2017, wherein you own some digital cats, right? You breed them and you play something here and there. Now, I'm not into that culture, so I don't own any of the CryptoPunks and CryptoKitties as of now. I don't. But if you go to CryptoKitties.co, you will find that their exclusive edition also has a CryptoKitty worth 20 ETH to up to close to 100 ETH as well. So that is like very, very big amount, right? So this is the new world of non-fungible tokens. Just like you buy clothes, just like you buy anything on shopping platforms like Amazon, Flipkart, AliExpress, and so many other things, all right? Many, many other platforms. Similarly, non-fungible tokens also have that marketplaces. The common marketplaces or the most used marketplaces right now are OpenSea, Radible. Then there are a couple of more. I'm not going to go into details. Maybe in some other episode, we'll talk about the platforms. But just to give you an idea, OpenSea and Rarible are the two big platforms right now. And yeah, that's it for this particular episode. I hope you got a sense of what is NFT, and hope you got an understanding of what is the difference between a fungible asset and a non-fungible asset. That's the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. You have stuck till the end of this episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. Just one little request. If you can just subscribe on Apple Podcast if you're using iPhone, or follow me on Spotify if you're using Spotify to listen to this episode, or any other platform. Make sure you also share it with your friends. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram story. I'll give you a free shout out to as many as possible, and I'll see you on the next episode. With that being said, this is your host and dost, the Digital Pratik, signing off. Stay awesome and keep smiling.